This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how crediting experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the Underground Collision and NACUSO. And look who we have here in our makeshift studio lounge, Mr. JT, Jonathan Taylor from CU Soul. I get that out?
Yeah.
How are you?
It's week two for you, man. We were here last week and here we are again. It's like Groundhog Day.
That was just a warm-up for NACUSO. Come on now.
Absolutely.
How are you, sir? Are you hanging in there as well?
Good. Yeah, I'm hanging in there. I had a couple days with my daughters and then recharged the heart and then back on the plane.
Same here.
And back to Vegas. So, no, I'm really excited to be here. NACUSO is my favorite conference every single year. Has been since, I think, 2014 when I came to the first one for myself. And it's great to see everybody. And it was really awesome to participate this morning in the Underground.
That meant tell me about your participation, because it's the big T, a technical foul. So share with us, give us a summary on that one.
Yeah, so a lot of great conversations there, and that panel was just absolutely spectacular. It was a star-studded panel, but essentially Sarah Bang, Ryan Branch, and Linda. So we were talking a lot about just things that are going on in the world and in our ecosystem that are foul, and that we need to recognize them, and we need to figure out ways to work together to blow the whistle, throw the flag. And so in our case at CU Soul, our tagline, Solutions with Soul, we want to do well while doing good. Mm-hmm. And the crown jewel in that is a program called CU SAFE, which is an acronym, they all are, right? Survivor Advocacy for Financial Empowerment. And it's a domestic violence survivors program, and it connects domestic violence resource centers, or DVRCs as they're called, with credit unions to address the number one reason why folks stay in domestic violence situations, which is money. So how can we give them a new primary financial institution? How can we give them a loan, regardless of how terrible their credit is? Because their credit in many cases has been abused, right along with the person. And then how can we help them heal that credit and give them financial wellness, empowerment, education, so that they can get on a better path, so they can break that cycle of domestic violence. So I was up there talking about our program and then just kind of our relationship with it, you know. And it was really amazing, because I asked them at the beginning for folks if they were comfortable enough to put a hand up, whether they were a survivor of domestic violence or loved somebody who was. And about half the room put their hand up. And so it's like,
amazed
look
at how
around,
prevalent.
Guys.
Yeah.
And that's what's been so powerful about this initiative, is that there is just, it affects everybody. You know what I mean? And so how can we use our superpowers in the credit union space to help snip those threads of control around the number one reason why people stay in those situations? What's in it on the doing well side for credit unions? Loyalty. Loyalty. I mean, imagine giving that person, creating that safe path. That's our SaaS, or our software as a solutions program. How can we create a smooth path that allows those folks to get that safety and get out? So, and for the credit unions, that loyalty that's built out of that, that's a lifetime member. They're going to talk to everybody. They're going to do all their business with the credit union, and that is how we do well while doing good. So it's a feel-good program. We're absolutely passionate about it. Our survivor advocate, Olivia, just came on board at CU Soul.
Congrats.
So you saw her at GAC, and thank you. Yeah, so Monday was her first day, and we're just making sure that credit unions, domestic violence resource centers, and most importantly, survivors, have their fingerprints all over this technology and empathy combo that I call Tempathy. So
I like that.
You like that? Yeah. So we're really proud of it. It's still in its infancy, but being able to talk on platforms like this, and a huge shout out to Susan Mitchell and Brandy Stanovic and everybody that was made this possible to be able to be here and speak about this. It's a hard topic to talk about, But it's important that we as credit unions talk about these things that are happening in our communities and in our credit unions themselves.
Good stuff. Yeah, and there was a lot of, what was some of the feedback in the audience? That because there were a lot of Q&A, a lot of folks were chiming in.
You know, specifically with our section, it was a lot of listening. I think a lot of people were really just taking it in. But the debate sections that were going on, there was really no debate on ours, because it's like, who's going to take the opposite
I didn't see
position?
Much debate. Everyone was like for everybody what they were doing.
Not for this section. I know. They were like, there's not going to be debate here, because nobody's going to agree to take the opposite side of an anti-domestic violence situation, or the war in Ukraine. Nobody's going to take the Russian side on that. So they said, you know, you guys just get up and talk about these important messages and what do we need to do better and help these folks. But the other debates really played into it so well, because one was, you know, that profit is not a dirty word. We have to do well in order to do good. Because if we don't do well, then we can't do good. How to do emotional intelligence and mix that with digital intelligence. So, well, that's what we're doing with our Tempathy. So it was really neat how it all just kind of played out. But some great discussions, some amazing panelists. I just feel very honored to be here.
And last thing I want to touch on NACUSO, which is one of the big reasons that we're here as
Absolutely.
Well. So share with us.
Conference.
I know, I think a lot of people are saying that, and it's one of my favorites as well, because I love the kind of the entrepreneurial vibe that you get here.
Exactly.
So you don't get that at other conferences. This one, there's a startup-ish type of mentality going on here. It's
well,
really
there
cool.
There is. I mean, you know, for those that aren't in the movement, and I try to explain to them what a CUSO is, I'm like, well, it's a credit union service organization. Well, what the hell does
like,
that
Like, what's
mean?
That?
What the hell does that mean? Yeah. And then I say it's a side hustle for credit unions. And they go, okay,
that explained
it. Yeah. You know, when I said, imagine if a credit union said, hey, I want to start a gas station because I'm tired of paying so much for gas. I think that sucks. So, hey, let's come together. Let's buy a gas station. We'll be able to buy gas for cheaper. And then we can make money off the other people that are coming and buying gas from us that are paying the normal pricing or maybe slightly less because they're like us. That's essentially what the CUSO model can really do for credit unions. And I love seeing how far the CUSO space has gone. I mean, we were just talking about a super CUSO, you know, a CUSO for CUSOs. It's like, you know, it's almost like the movie Inception now. It's like how many layers we've got CUSOs buying CUSOs, CUSOs investing in CUSOs, now CUSOs for CUSOs. It's really, I think, the best way that credit unions can survive and thrive in this fintech space. So we were just at the fintech meetup. It was all about CUSOs being created in the fintech space. That's just one area that credit unions can get a discount on gas.
Well, it's kind of a cool segue. Fintech meetup was almost kind of a cool segue into NACUSO, you
perfect.
Know?
It really
set it up nicely, actually.
I would have liked just a little more sleep before the transition over, but, you know, we're here for our owners and we're here for our members. So.
All right, sir. Well, I'm going to let you get back at it, JT. Thank you so much again. Jonathan Taylor from CU Soul, go check them out. Well done again, sir. Thanks for participating next door.
Thank you.
And look forward to chatting again, man. My pleasure, man. A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.